about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Hello and welcome to Centralia High School. It's Class 3, District 13 action tipping off here tonight. We open up with a matchup between Monroe City and Hallsville, the number 2 and the number 7 seeds in this district tournament. The Panthers of Monroe City come in with a record of 17-7 overall. They went 4-3 in the Clarence Cannon Conference. Hallsville finished with 3 victories in a row to wrap up the regular season. They are 10-15 overall, 3-4 in Tri-County Conference play. First meeting between these two programs in at least 10 years as they hook up here in Centralia. We'll see what the coaches think. Pre-game visit with both Cody Leonard and Matt Heat in 30 seconds on Kress at centralmoinfo.com.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Make in Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
On the pregame, let's visit with Cody Leonard. Here you go, district play. What about your season overall? What's your evaluation?
We've had some really good moments, had some pretty disappointing moments. Just trying to hopefully we can put it all together here tonight and get rolling here this week.
Kind of a final go-around with these seniors and one very special senior in Jada. What's your mindset coming into the district tournament?
Well, she's our only senior. So, you know, we kind of told her today, I go, listen, I go, I'm not going to mention it the rest of the week. I go, this is it for you. So we either win or go home. So we're going to see what she can do this week.
Hallsville, what do you know about them?
I mean, we got a bunch of film on them. I mean, they're playing really well here down the stretch. You know, even some of the games they lost, they were right in the game, had a shot to win. And I think they got a 3-4 game winning streak going on in the district. So we're going to play a lot better than we have been.
All right, best wishes.
Thank you.
Cody Leonard, head coach at Monroe City. We'll have more in 1 minute.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has the rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick X4 Series tractors. From 64 to 107 horsepower, the McCormick X4 Series are built to work in any environment, including yours. It makes the competition envious because it's what a utility tractor should be, and it's at Meyer Implement. Get your new McCormick X4 tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
Talk with Matt Heat, head coach of the Hallsville Lady Indians, 3 in a row coming into districts. Are you playing your best basketball?
In a lot of ways, I think so, especially offensively. We're having a really good stretch right now, and we're hoping to keep it going a little bit.
All right, so what's going well for you? What's improved?
Well, our shooting is much improved lately. We're shooting the ball really well from behind the arc. And just our shot selection is really strong right now. We're not taking very many bad shots throughout a game, and that's why a lot of them are having a really good chance to go in right now.
Okay, Monroe City, what's your defensive approach when you face a standout like Summers?
Well, number one is trying to just make her work. You're not going to stop her. You know, incredible respect for her. She works so hard. She's a beast around the rim. She's kind of a matchup problem for us. We're not the tallest, most physical team in the world, but we just got to give them our best shot and, you know, start from there. And hopefully we can get some things going our way and neutralize her just a little bit.
Okay, best wishes.
Thank you.
Matt Heat, head coach of Hallsville. Starting lineup and tip-off coming up next.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Integrity, responsibility, cooperation, and respect. Using core values like these, the Hallsville R4 School District is improving lives through learning, and it's through these core values that students will reach their full potential. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are so proud of the student-athletes, coaches, and talented individuals that make up the Hallsville R4 Indian basketball teams. Download the free Hallsville app and stay connected with the Hallsville R4 School District at hallsville.org.
All right, back to Centralia High School. Brad Boyer with Ben Wittenstein here. Girls' first-round play in this Class 3 district tournament. Monroe City and Hallsville leading off, brought to you by Tri-County Tire. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and pause. We've got the national anthem coming up. Then we'll run over our sponsor list. We'll have the starters and the tip-off. Three games tonight. Palmyra, the top seed, gets the bye. Coming up next, Clark County and Macon in the finale tonight is Highland Centralia. We will have the starting lineups and tip our game off coming up in 90 seconds.
Having an auto accident is a traumatic experience. Getting your vehicle back to pre-accident condition doesn't have to be. When you have JC Collision Repair in Monroe City, repair it. JC's maintains state-of-the-art equipment and has access to parts from any manufacturer. They can work directly with your insurance company and even arrange a rental car for you. You'll rest at ease knowing JC Collision Repair technicians are trained and certified and use Sikkens waterborne paint along with a written lifetime repair guarantee. JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. View jcautoparts.com.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
If you are contemplating going to a skilled nursing facility, listen to what Albert Carson had to say about Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City.
I recommend my stay here at Monroe City Care Center, and I would recommend it to anybody. There's nothing I don't like about it here.
Stop in today and take a tour of Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City and view firsthand how they provide quality care with love to share. Or visit MonroeCityManor.com.
This game on Crest brought to you by Tri-County Tire, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer, Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, and Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City. Meyer Implement Company in Monroe City and Bowling Green, by Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, JC Parts City, F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, by the Hallsville R4 School District, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. By Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico. Columbia and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, where patients are the priority. And Seidenstricker's, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Starters for the Hallsville Lady Indians and head coach Matt Heat will be Avery Edding, a 5'9 freshman. Avery Abel, 5'5 senior. Hope Crane, a 5'7 junior. Lauren Proctor, 5'8 sophomore, and Emily Lear, 5'8 sophomore. For Monroe City and head coach Cody Leonard, the three-time Crest All-Star Jada Summers, who just signed her letter last week to play Culver Stockton. She comes in averaging 22 points and 11 rebounds per game, 2,146 career points. Underclassmen also in the starting lineup. Hallie Dyer, a sophomore. Bailey Hayes, a junior. Lauren Youngblood, a junior. And Bailey Hayes, a sophomore. Monroe City lost its last game of the regular season to Macon Friday, 61-55, after beating Centralia in a game that we broadcast Thursday. And again, Hallsville has won three games in a row. They're wearing the road purple. And Monroe City, the top seed in their home white. We're underway. Lady Indians control the tip. And out front, they'll play catch. Now flip it to the far side. Edding, swing it around near side to Crane. Now it's Lear with the basketball. Lofted over to Abel beyond the arc right side in the middle of the zone. Pass poked away from Proctor. Loose ball picked up by Bailey Hayes. Monroe City forces a turnover. They're working to the hoop to our right. We're in the mezzanine level. Centralia High School dump it inside to Summers. Missed the first try. Didn't miss the second. And the Lady Panthers score first.
And that's what makes her so valuable is her ability to get her spacing underneath the basket. She missed her first, but she had the spacing. She was able to box out everyone else.
Coach Heat mentioned we're not sure physically we can match up with anyone. And there you got Summers inside sealing off. And even though she missed, able to follow up her miss for two. So Hallsville trying to figure out this Monroe City defense, which is all inside the arc right now. Kind of daring the Lady Indians to shoot a three-point shot. They'll work it around the perimeter, and Eddings at the point. Gives off to Abel, now reverse it right side to Crane. Now reverse it near side, and a three by Lear is on the way. Banks off the back iron long to Dyer. She'll cross over the division line. Pitch it off to a teammate with 6:33 to play. Bad pass into the corner and out of bounds back to Hallsville.
And I like that shot by Hallsville. You'll see some teams, if they see a zone, they could get flustered and force something bad. But they know they have to take those three-point shots to at least try to spread that zone out a little bit.
We'll see if they can get anybody, Hallsville, in the middle of that zone defense. Right now it's Proctor, the lone post player, that's working in the lane area. Three ball up. That one's no good. Proctor gathers in the rebound as it lost off of her leg out of bounds. So back to Monroe City. And it's Jada Summers who brings the ball up the floor. Pitch it back to her teammate Dyer. Off the bounce, down the right side of the lane, a miss. Summers follows it up, no good. And a foul. So Jada Summers will go to the line for a pair. Peyton Matthews, veteran official, comes over and signals a foul on every Abel. Summers' free throw is good. Top talent in the state of Missouri. Free throw shooting a bit down. She'll look to improve on that. And then she told Eric Duick the other thing she's looking to improve on her three-point shot, stepping to the next level. Shoots 32% from three, 57% from the line. Offset to the left as she shoots the free throw. Look good on both those. She has the first 4 points of the game. Full court pressure from the Lady Panthers. Shy of midcourt. Ball hauled in by Lear. Center of the floor to Proctor. And Hallsville able to handle the pressure. Here's a poke away, but reaching around, picking up the foul, Dyer. If you get to this district tournament, don't panic when you open up the program. It's got the Macon-Clark County game listed at 4:30, then Monroe and Hallsville at 6. Don't panic like I did when I opened the program. Clark County originally, by the lineup in the bracket, should have played the game, but they are in school today. This was a holiday for a lot of schools, so they couldn't get here by 4:30 being in school, so they moved them to the 6 o'clock game and bumped up Monroe City and Hallsville. And here's his takeaway on the steal across the lane. Oh, Hallsville dropping back, and Avery Abel picks off the pass. She'll push it up the sideline to Lear. Lear cut off by Summers, right baseline, jump ball called. Hallsville check it, Monroe City basketball. Nick Larson got a kick out at Centralia AD. And I came running down the floor and said, hey, what's up? Which game are we playing?
Yeah, especially right when you get here, it's a startler.
Well, we got all of our Game 1 sponsors lined up on the log for this game.
Yes, it gets the blood pumping.
Would add to do some switching around. Here's a takeaway by Abel. Abel will lead the 2-on-1 to the left side of the basket. Missed it. On the other side, Proctor follows up and gets fouled. She'll head to the line for two. Try to give the Lady Indians their first points.
That was a nice job by Abel going 1-on-1 against Summers. That's not an easy feat to do, and she had no fear going right at her.
Free throw hoisted up and in. So Hallsville on the scoreboard 4-1. Fun time. You go right from the state wrestling championships, our sports staff, to the small class district basketball tournament action all over the state. Two free throws good, and Coach Heat will substitute a pair. Rachel Hargis, 5'6 freshman, checks in, and Lana Hicks, a 5'8 junior. Full court pressure from Hallsville. 4-2 Monroe City, 4:48 to play first quarter. Here's a drive right down the lane by Dyer. Fumbled it, gives it off to Summers. Powers through defense, missed it, got her own rebound. Trickled off the lip, tapped out. Lady Panthers keep it. Lila Yeager into the game for Monroe City. Here's a shot beyond the lane, right side, good by Dyer.
Something Hallsville, I think, is going to need to look out for is to make sure that they don't get into foul trouble. It seems like the officials are letting them play down low, at least with some bumping. But if they start calling lots of these touching fouls, they might get in trouble with some foul issues trying to guard Summers.
And there's a pass outside off the fingertips of heading out of bounds. Certainly can't be turning the ball over against the higher seed. You got to play a clean game. When you're the seventh seed, this is a strong girls' field. Been tracking down some of the numbers. Five of the teams have won at least 15 games. Here's a pass back outside, intercepted by Eddie. She'll sprint the other way with the left-handed dribble. Scoop it up with the right hand, left side. Good, nicely done.
Showing off some speed.
6-4 Monroe City. Quick move by Summers the other way. Powers it up and in off the glass. 8-4 is our score. Summers has 6 of the 8 points. Full court pressure. Lady Indians center the basketball to Hargis. Now up the floor and a layup good by Abel. Well done against the press. Lady Indians back within two.
Hallsville getting ahead of the defense there. That was smart moving the ball. They were doing it quickly, and that's how you're going to beat the pressure.
Two of their baskets in transition. The other came off a transition try on a foul. Here's a nice drive to the right side. Good on the basket by Clara Miner, sophomore for Monroe City. 10-6, Lady Panthers, 3 minutes to play, first quarter. And we have a blocking foul called. Tried to slap a double team on Edding, far sideline. And just a shade late in getting that foot planted on the sideline. Foul going to go on Miner. Third on Monroe City. Three Panther players check in. Youngblood is back in. Bailey Hayes is back in, and Riley Quinn, a sophomore, checks in for Monroe. Pass inbounded to Crane. Couple of dribbles and passes off to Eddie. Up the sideline it goes. Now center of the floor to Proctor. Near side corner. Ball slapped into the air on the pass, but taken by a Hallsville player in their road purple. Shot from the mid-post area. Missed by Proctor. Rebounded by the Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers across the front of their white jerseys in gold, outlined in black. Dribble drive is cut off. Youngblood will force up the shot. No good. Proctor comes up with a rebound. 2:24 to play. Lady Indians down 4 with possession. Hope Crane brings into the front court. Got some youth on both these teams. Here's a shot buried from the left corner by Proctor. And the lower seed down by just one. 2:08 to play.
Monroe City going to a 3-2 zone there.
There's a takeaway by Eddie. Chill sprint the other way, the left-handed layup. Blocked out of bounds, and a foul is called. Eddie to the line for two. And Hallsville has gotten back after a slow start. They've got a chance to go on top here. Eddie to the line. Second foul on Dyer. Free throw off the back iron. Jada Summers after a breather, back in. Dyer will check out with those two fouls. And Clara Miner will check back in. Eddie And the free throw tossed up and in. So we are tied at 10. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Hallsville presses on made free throws. Miner up the right sideline. Matt Heat couldn't get his player to get to that sideline. Gave a little crease. Miner took it. Foul called. That'll be on Crane.
Now, Hallsville's been playing some pretty good tight defense.
Summers on the attack. Bounces it block to block and a layup and a foul. Gives Summers the assist. The hoop goes to Bailey. Bailey Hayes makes it 12-10 and a chance at a three-point play. Proctor with the foul, her first, third on Hallsville. Hayes free throw, good. She averages 6 points, 7 rebounds per game to back up Summers inside. 13-10 Monroe, 1:48 to play opening quarter. Hallsville doing a good job crossing the pass back and forth as they work it, then centering it. There's Proctor coming down the lane for two. They sliced up the Monroe City pressure that time for a deuce. 13-12 Monroe City. Proctor's got seven. Now a steal. Edding lays it in. A steal and a hoop, and the Lady Indians have their first lead of the game. Now another steal. Monroe City turning it over against Hallsville's pressure, and there's a bump and a foul in the Hallsville front court on Youngblood.
Monroe City not being able to figure out this pressure by Hallsville. They've been doing a great job.
Well, you know, Hallsville, 7 seed. We mentioned 3 wins in a row coming in and playing in the Tri-County Conference. You know Clarence Cannonball's good. So is Tri-County basketball. Think about some of the teams in that conference. Here's a miss by Proctor. So certainly Hallsville not going to be intimidated in this game. Monroe tries to push the pace up the floor. Shot put up and a foul is called. This is going to be the second on Crane.
And also, as you said, those 3 in a row, and this is the best time to be playing your best basketball. If you find a streak, if you find a rhythm in some games, you can be the worst team statistics-wise, but if you find your rhythm, it'd be hard to beat.
Free throw is good by Bailey Hayes. Well, when you're playing California in Boonville, you're not going to be bothered by the top team in the Clarence Cannon Conference, top 2 teams, so they come in battle-tested. Second free throw missed. We're tied at 14. 1 minute to play, first quarter. The basketball for Hallsville is Lear. Works up a shot right of the hoop. Missed. Summers with a rebound. Showing her versatility. She can rebound and she can handle it once she does to get to space and get her team in an offense. Then she goes and plants herself in the post. Try to get in scoring position. Does the All-Stater, Jada Summers. That pass deflected out of bounds with the Lady Indians. 32 seconds left in a tie game. Cheerleaders here from both squads, Hallsville in their purple, Monroe City in their black and gold. Here's the inbounds pass to Bailey Hayes, kicking in the corner to the inbounder. Shot missed. 50-50 ball goes out of bounds to Hallsville with 25 seconds left. And it comes to Edding. She's had a good first quarter for Hallsville, handling this pressure, getting a couple of steals and breakaway hoops. She crosses midcourt, lobs it ahead to Lear. 13 seconds to play in the quarter. Back out to Edding. Edding out near the Panther in the C at center court with 7, with 6. Top of the key to Proctor. Off a screen, works around the ring, toss it in the corner. An open shot by Crane. Good at the end of the first quarter. And the number 7 seed, Hallsville, will take a 17-14 lead into the second period. Back in 1 minute on Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right, $25 and no trade-in required.
There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
The old Bill Belichick for Hallsville. You get the basket at the end of the quarter, and you have possession to start the second. Lady Indians up 17-14. Similar to scoring halftime at a football game, then taking the kickoff to start the third. Here's Abel with a basketball, Hallsville. Monroe City has gotten out of the zone. They're matching up man-to-man. Abel has the barretting, rather, with it at the point. We'll drive it. Left side of the hoop with that right-handed scooper gets a foul, and she'll head to the line for two. Hallsville shot 4 free throws in the first quarter and made 3. Monroe City shot 5 and made 4. And the Lady Indians with a couple of threes in that first quarter. Free throw good. Edding has 6 here in the first half. Miner will come in for Monroe, and Dyer will check out. The next free throw off the back iron. Battled for, and a foul is going to be called on Hallsville. Lear was behind Hayes and picked up the foul. That'll be her first. Lady Indians have 5 team fouls. Monroe City 6. Just underway, second quarter, 18-14. Hallsville on top. Summers had 6 points in the first quarter. Scored the first 4 of the game. So Hallsville tightened up after that. Now it's Summers in traffic. Splits a double team. That's 2 points. Katie barred the door once she did that. Forget it. 18-16. That's 8 for Summers. Here is Abel. Works in behind the backboard. Goes reverse. Comes up a little bit short. Rebounded by the Lady Panthers. Bailey Hayes bounces it off to Miner. Her pass behind Summers in the backcourt. They say it was tip. Now Hallsville goes after the steal with a strong double team, and a foul is called. And it is going to be on Hargis. Rachel Hargis, 5'6", freshman, with a foul. So that's the 6th. Monroe City will inbound. Both teams are in the bonus the rest of the half. Top of the key with the basketball. Now inside Summers. Through a double team, count it. We are tied at 18. Summers in double figures already with 10. Three-time Crest All-Star has the chance, and you can almost book it, a rare 4-time Crest All-Star. 6:10 to play first half, 18-18. There's a difference in scoring average. Monroe City averages about 62 a game. Hallsville, 44. But a lot of things get wiped away, including records, when you start district play. We're tied at 18 here, the 2 and the 7 seed. Hallsville popping up, bouncing down, looking for screens, motioning through the lane, taking their time. Almost appears like the layup game right now for the Lady Indians. Now Crane pops up to receive. Now Edding pops up to receive. Now there's your back door. Proctor off glass. Missed it. Rebounded by Summers. That's what Coach Heed wanted. A little patience. Spread the floor. Got a good look in the lane. Wouldn't go. Now the Lady Panthers can go on top after trailing by 4 at the start of the quarter. Pass skipped across court. Open 3. Good by Bailey Hayes. Her first points. And Monroe City has scored 7 in a row to go on top, 21-18. 5 minutes to play first half. Edding picks up the dribble. Inside of midcourt. The pass off the hands of Crane, taken by Monroe City. So the Lady Panthers countering back after falling behind 18-14. Summers passes between the circles to Miner. Gives it off to Hayes. And her pass across court through the hands of Youngblood out of bounds. Give it back to Hallsville. In for the Lady Indians, Lana Hicks. Also checking in is Abel. Also checking in is Lear. Monroe City will sub in a pair. Riley Quinn checks in. And Lila Yeager checks in. Also in for Hallsville, Emma Littrell, a 5'8 sophomore. So we had at least six players check in between the two teams on that stoppage. 21-18 Monroe City, 4:37 to play. Coming up next will be Clark County and Macon. That's your 4-5 matchup. Near wing, it comes to Lear. Go left block with it. Moving inside, powering up the shot high off the backboard. Is Hicks no good? Lady Panthers rip and run. Motoring up the floor with a dribble is Miner. Passes in the corner. Now in the post. Shot put up, missed. Rebound put back in by the shooter, Riley Quinn. That's 9 in a row. Lady Panthers up 23-18. Midway point of the second quarter. Edding on a bounce into the lane. Floats it up center of the lane. Missed it. Poked outside. Monroe City now in the open floor. One-on-one. Youngblood crosses over. Left hand layup good. That's 11 in a row for Monroe City, and a timeout taken by Hallsville with 3:49 to play. Lauren Youngblood gives the Lady Panthers a 25-18 lead. We're back in 30 seconds.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Brad Boyer, Ben Winstein, Centralia High School, Class 3, District 13 is underway. Our first game, a girls' first-round action here tonight. Hallsville needed a timeout after an 11-0 run. A three by Edding, rims off, rebounded by Summers. And Monroe City has the momentum now. Summers to a teammate flashing through the lane, Youngblood, had it poked out of bounds. Boy, Ben, it's changed quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, the defense has picked up, but I think both teams kind of starting to find a little bit of their rhythms as well. Now that we're pretty much midway through the second quarter, this is kind of where these teams really find their rhythms to get going.
Down pass baseline, and it's intercepted by Edding. She gets to the open floor and to the right side of the hoop for the lay-in. That is her third layup of the first half. She's got 8, 25-20. That stops the 11-0 run for the Lady Panthers.
I think that's how Hallsville is going to have to come back into this game, is use the defense they did, that they had so well in that first quarter.
Right block, Summers powers through a double team, missed it. Got her own rebound, it is fouled. She'll head to the line for free throws.
And if Monroe City wants to hold on to the lead, they're just going to have to get it down to Summers.
Somewhat interesting when you look at the two team schedule, and they're so far apart that you wonder, were there any common opponents? The free throw good by Summers. Monroe City did not play any Tri-County Conference teams. That's not a surprise, but Hallsville played three Clarence County Conference teams. Free throw good. They lost by 5 to Macon, and then they were blown out by Centralia and by Palmyra. So 0-3 against the CCC coming in. 27-20 on the Summers free throws. Eddie, nice move to free herself for an open jumper, but it's too strong. Rebounded by the Panthers, leading by 7. 2:39 to play, first half. Pass nearly intercepted. It is picked off. Taken by Abel, off to Eddie. Works into the front court. Eddie, a good-looking freshman guard for this Hallsville team. Youngsters on both sides. Jada Summers, the only senior on the Monroe City side, and traveling is called on Littrell. Hallsville only has two seniors on the roster, only one in the starting lineup. We have a timeout. 2:22 to play. Back in 30 seconds.
Husqvarna has always been known for industry-leading quality. Now they offer you industry-leading warranties as well at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City. Now, when you purchase select Husqvarna zero-turn mowers, you'll be covered for up to 5 years. Plus, they offer low monthly payment financing. Husqvarna zero-turn features wide cutting decks, high cutting speeds, and durable construction that make even the biggest jobs a breeze. Cover more ground this year and get covered for up to 5 years with Husqvarna zero-turn mowers. 0% for 48 months available at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City.
Monroe City basketball up 27-20, trailed by four early in the quarter. Here's a shot beyond the lane, left side, no. Offensive rebound, high off the backboard and in. Haley Hayes with the deuce, 29-20 is the largest lead for the Lady Panthers. We move past the two-minute mark, second quarter. Good crowd gathering here at Centralia. Good facility to host this district tournament. In the corner it goes. Open is Crane. Count it. She's got a pair of triples. And Hallsville needed that. 29-23. Higher seed on top. Monroe. Miner up the sideline. She stepped on the sideline. Well, that time Coach Heat got what he wanted. Take away that sideline. Forced Miner to go out of bounds. Hallsville gets it back. This gymnasium is similar to the Highland Gymnasium where the Class 3 tournament was held last year. Just a different part of the state. You got the mezzanine with two levels on one side, single level on the other side. Pass deflected out of bounds by Summers. 1:24 to play. Inbounds pass and traveling is going to be called. Hargis got a defender fly right at her and didn't get the dribble down quick enough on her move. So back to the Panthers. To the front court and Jim in low court. What a wonderful man and coach he was. Here's a shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Hargis of Hallsville. Edding brings it into the front court. Now we'll back it off to the center court C and Panther. At the elbow it goes. Toss it out to Crane. Beyond the arc at the front. Now a drive and a kick across court. Left corner three is put up by Abel. No good. Fought for and Crane pulls it away on the weak side. Toss it out front to Abel. 43 seconds to play. Edding near the volleyball stripe. Where they play volleyball here at Centralia High School. At the elbow, it goes to Hicks. She'll make a move toward the basket down the lane and have the dribble knocked away from her out of bounds. On the black out of bounds boundary with Panthers painted on it. In white and silver, Hallsville inbound from the baseline. Checking out is Hicks. And Proctor will check in. And it comes to Proctor. Quick shot. Missed. Rebound on the long carom. Poked away, but right to Summers. She'll motor up the floor down the left side of the lane with a dribble. Pulls it up in traffic. Kicks it outside. Miner into the lane. Is bumped and fouled. 20 seconds left. And the sophomore Miner will go to the line. 6 of 8 this season at the stripe. Second foul on Abel. Eighth team foul on the Lady Indians. Free throw good. Monroe City with 6. They've been stuck on 6 fouls for quite some time, so they've played good disciplined defense. Hargis will check out. Amanda Rasmussen is in. She's the other senior for Hallsville, her first appearance. Free throw no good. Rasmussen gets a rebound. 30-23. Lady Indians need a hoop before the end of half. Edding is backed off near center circle. Man-on-man defense. Down to 7-6. Pass poked away. Monroe City's got the steal with 4. Deep in the backcourt with 2, with 1. Shy of midcourt. A shot put up. And no good by Youngblood. Hallsville led 17-14 after 1. 18-14 early second. But then Monroe City used an 11-0 run to take a lead, and they're on top 30-23 at halftime. We will come back and check your first half numbers right after this two-minute timeout on KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Check out the latest in colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you will find just the right color for your home or office. The 2019 Benjamin Moore Color of the Year is Metropolitan AF-690. It presents a soothing state of mind with its neutral spectrum. Comforting and composed, its elegance is effortless. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Back to Centralia High School, where Monroe City, the number 2 seed, leads the number 7 seed, Hallsville, 30-23. A 16-6 second quarter flipped the scoreboard in favor of the Lady Panthers. First half scoring, Jada Summers with 12 points, 4 field goals, and 4-4 from the line for the All-State. 6 points for Bailey Hayes. 3 points for both our I got to get my Hayes straight here. That was, yes, Bailey Hayes with the 6. And stand by. The other Bailey with the EY. You've got the B-A-I-L-E-E, and you got the B-A-I-L-E-Y, Hayes. I guess I've got to identify that a little better, don't I? Hayes and Hayes. So Bailey and there Bailey. So B and B, 33-14. Bailey, 14, has 3 points. 2 points for Lauren Youngblood, 2 for Riley Quinn, and 2 for Hallie Dyer, rather. And Monroe City had just 1 3-pointer, and they went 7 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half. Dyer, I believe, the only Lady Panther with at least 2 fouls. For Monroe City, or for Hallsville, rather, 4 players scored. Avery Edding led the way with 8. 7 points for Lauren Proctor, 6 for Hope Crane, and 2 for Avery Abel. Hallsville with 3 3-pointers in the first half, 2 for Crane, and 4 of 5 from the line. Abel and Crane both with 2 fouls. 30-23, Monroe City leads Hallsville. We will come back to Centralia High School. It's Class 3, District 13 action on Crest at CentralMoInfo.com in 1 minute.
Are you wanting to buy or build a new home for your family? Or maybe you're wanting to remodel your existing home. Whatever your goal is, you can trust F&M Bank & Trust to help you. The loan officers at F&M Bank & Trust have vast experience in lending and would be glad to help your banking needs. F&M Bank & Trust, located in Monroe City in 2 locations in Hannibal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
F&M Bank is the Tri-State's only locally owned bank, established in 1870 by the friends and family of Mark Twain. Please join us in saluting the men and women who served in our armed forces.
Side Restrictors has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or SideAndStrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
High school hoops tonight's game leads to the Show Me State's basketball pinnacle, Show Me Showdown 2019. This year's class 1, 2, and 3 boys and girls basketball championships will be held March 7th, 8th, and 9th at JQH Arena and Historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about. Show Me Showdown 2019. For game information, log on to Misha.org. This game on Crest, brought to you by Tri-County Tire, Husqvarna, and Yokohama dealer, Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, and Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City. By Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank and Macon and Monroe City, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, JC Parts City, by F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, the Hallsville R4 School District, Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, by Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, where patients are the priority, and by Side Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. After the game, we'll name our player of the game, brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. Second half action is coming your way in 90 seconds on Crest, centralmoinfo.com.
Who has over 35 acres of premium late model foreign and domestic parts, over 2,000 engines and transmissions in stock and indoors? JC's. Who has thousands of aftermarket body parts from sheet metal bumpers, lighting, wheels, to cooling products? JC Auto and Truck Parts in Monroe City. That's who. JC's has almost anything you need at some of the lowest prices and deliver virtually anywhere. Every part is cleaned, inspected, tested, and given the industry's best warranty. JC Auto and Truck Parts in Monroe City. For all things automotive since 1960, view jcautoparts.com today.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
After we're done, Ben will have the Clark County and Macon matchup, the 4 and 5 seeds. Winner of that one will take on top seed Palmyra on Wednesday. Winner of this one gets the winner of the Highland Centralia matchup. That's the nightcap tonight, 7:30. Semifinals on the girls' side Wednesday at 6 and at 7:30. Tomorrow will be all the boys' first round games. And here we go. Second half action underway. Monroe City basketball. They'll work it right to left, as we see it here at the mezzanine level, Centralia High School. We have a veteran officiating crew here tonight working this first-round game. Here's a right baseline drive miss. Shot put up by Summers. Count it, and the foul. She camped out left side of the hoop and gobbled up that miss. Put it in. Foul is the third on Proctor, and her free throw, a three-point play, 5 of 5 from the line. Largest lead for the Lady Panthers now at 10. And Summers has a game high 15 points. From the free throw line, Proctor missed it. Lady Panthers gobble it up. That is red Bailey Hayes. I'm told to identify Hayes by the hair color. Here's Summers with it. Underneath, wide open. Shot put in by Hallie Dyer. Her second hoop, 35-23. So Monroe City trying to put this one away here in the third quarter. They are on a big run right now. Here's a shot attempt put up inside. Missed by Lear. Kept it alive. Crane drives by for the layup attempt. No good. Summers gobbles up the rebound. Outlets to Dyer. It is a 21-5 run for the Lady Panthers. Three ball put up by Red Hayes. No good. Out of bounds to Hallsville. It is a Clarence Cannon Conference-dominated district. Hallsville, the only girls team not from the CCC in the field. Air ball from three out of play. MMA is the other non-CC team on the boys' side. 6:10 to play in this one. Pass deflected out of bounds. Mentioned our veteran officials, Randy Riddle. Peyton Matthews, Stan Schweitzer, a whole bunch of basketball games represented with that trio in stripes here tonight. To the top of the key, penetrating the lane is Young, then fans it outside to Dyer, missed it, followed in by Hayes, no. Got her own rebound, out to Dyer. Dyer, lane opens up to drive it right side of the hoop for two, timeout, Lady Indians. Monroe City has opened the third quarter with a 7-0 run, 37-23. We'll return in 1 minute.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Hallsville against the Monroe City pressure. Thrown away. Summers with the steal at midcourt. Three on two. Nicely done by the Panthers for two. The assist by Dyer. The basket for Lauren Youngblood. It's a 9-0 start here in the third quarter for Monroe City. 39-23. 25-5 run. Hallsville led 18-14 early second. But it's been all Lady Panthers after that. Dump it inside to Edding. A reverse attempt. No. Got her own rebound. Try another reverse. This one slapped out of bounds by Summers. 4:59 to play. Three Lady Panthers coming in. Yeager, Quinn, and Miner. Youngblood, Hayes, and Hayes out. Inbounds pass. Open. Proctor left baseline. Rattles it in. Hallsville needed that. 39-25. Proctor with nine to lead Hallsville. Proctor and Edding have 17 of the 25. Inside it goes to Yeager. Turns up the shot. Good. Check that. That's Riley Quinn with the hoop. 41-25. From the arc and on the arc, a miss from three by Proctor. Summers with a rebound. Fouled from behind by Abel. That's her third. So Monroe City has had a couple of stretches in this game. One was an 11-0 run when they trailed 18-14, and then a 9-0 run to start the third. That's 20 unanswered points in a 41-25 game. Summers provides an outlet against the press and then bounces it off to a streaking player down the floor. Dyer missed it on the lay-in attempt. Somewhat challenged, made it difficult, and Edding has it for Hallsville. 4:13 to play in the third. Edding with a basketball. Free throw line. Proctor open, rattles around, and drops through. She's got 11, 41-27. Midway through the third quarter, Summers helps against the pressure. Able to dribble into the front court, crosses over, gets to the lane, tried to dribble through traffic, lost it, comes up with it, goes up and is fouled. Once she secures the basketball, even in traffic, Ben, you're not going to take it away.
No, and she's just so strong with the ball, and I think that's one of her biggest assets is not only does she know how to position herself underneath the basket, but when she has the ball, you're not going to be able to rip it away from her or even get a block.
Proctor checks out, and Hicks will check in for Hallsville. Here's a three by Summers. No good. Karam's out to Eddie. She wants to start a break. Lost it. Comes back up with it and then travel. So back to Monroe City. 3:43 to play.
And you mentioned that was one of the things Summers wanted to improve on was that three-point shot. Looks like she hesitated just a tad before she shot that, and that could be one of the reasons it was off. But there's no way to get better than to just keep trying it in the game.
There's a steal by Hallsville on the inbounds pass. Crane will bring it ahead. They've been able to turn over Monroe City, especially in that run where they took an 18-14 lead. There's a bounce inside, shot put up. No, Summers with a rebound. There's those good hands ripping away in traffic. Up it comes to Dyer, hooks it off, an open shooter near side as Jaeger pops out. Battled for by Quinn, out of bounds, Monroe City. Tomorrow's lineup, Monroe City, the top boys team will take on Highland 4:30, then Clark County Hallsville at 6, Palmyra Macon 7:30, and Centralia MMA 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll have those games for you on 97.3 KTCM. There's a lob inside. Summers finishes and is fouled.
That was such a nice pass. She put that perfectly where Summers could just grab it out of the air, and she had no one on her right hip. Easy layup.
Jaeger laid it in there. Hargis picks up her second. We have Class 2 games from the Sturgeon District over on 99.9 FM Kirk here tonight. Here's a miss from the free throw line, but the Lady Indians don't secure the rebound. Shot put up and in. Left 45 by Hallie Dyer. She's having a big third quarter, 6 of her 8. 45-27 Monroe City. Salisbury girls were out to a big lead against Westrand in the opener at Sturgeon. Here's a poke away and a fast break by Dyer in traffic. Lost it out of bounds. Will stay on the Monroe City end. Lear will come in for Hallsville. And Bailey Hayes in for Monroe City. So a pair of 33s will check in. Nice inbounds play for the Lady Panthers. And 2 points for Quinn. And a 20-point lead for Monroe City. 2:35 left. Here's a shot left to the hoop. No and a foul.
I mean, just Monroe City's been a bit more aggressive than Hallsville has here. They're ripping some of these passes away. They're doing a great job defensively. And on the offensive side, they're just moving quickly. They're getting ahead of the defense, finding their spots.
Free throw attempt is no good by Hargis. Good to see Nathan Chitwood, veteran official here tonight, scoping out things early. He's headed to MACC. Greyhounds and Lady Hounds, a doubleheader with Metropolitan. He's going to go to work. Free throw is up and good. 47-28. Lady Panthers in control of this one. Jim Inlow Court, Centralia High School. CCC, the logo, painted inside the lane. Shot attempt up and good by Quinn. So Monroe City getting other points than from their all-star. Here's a poke away and a layup by Dyer. Timeout, Hallsville. Dyer scored 8 of her 10 in the third quarter. Timeout, Lady Indians, 51-28. 28, Monroe City. We will return in 1 minute.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Hallsville basketball after the timeout. They get inside the zone defense, then the kick outside. Lady Panthers opened in the zone. Hallsville forced them to switch man. Now they're back to the zone. A three from the corner missed. Good hustle there to save in by Emma Littrell, but apparently her toe touched the sideline, so back to Monroe. Again, a lot of youth on the two squads, only three combined seniors. Summers the only senior from Monroe. Hallsville, just two seniors. Panthers, no problem with the press. Driving it to the hole, Clara Miner for two.
That was a phenomenal drive. She turned on the jets at the end, and she took it all pretty much three-quarters court with that speed. That was impressive.
53-28. 1:12 left in the third. Near tie-up. It is a tie-up. Avery Abel in for Hallsville. And it'll be Bailey Hayes, Red Bailey Hayes coming in, and Youngblood. Inbounds pass, and Edding is all alone in the corner. Came up a little short, rebounded by the Lady Panthers. Dyer will send it up the floor too long. Crane chases it down for the Lady Indians. Abel to the arc, 55 seconds to play in the third. Left high with it is Edding. Monroe City extending the defense. Jada Summers getting a breather now for Monroe. Here's a drive along the baseline, toss it into the corner to Crane. Give it up to Edding now, 37 seconds left. Back to Crane, takes left baseline, goes up, challenged, and the shot blocked, and a foul is called. Quinn with the rejection and the personal foul.
She got a nice little hand on that one. I guess they got her with the body because she stuffed that ball.
Crane's free throw, no good. We mentioned the small class championships. Obviously, the classes 4 and 5 championships at JQH Arena will be March 14th, 15th, and 16th. The message brought to you by MSHA, the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Free throw good. 53-29, Lady Panthers, half minute to play. Lob it over the top of the defense to Youngblood. Free throw line open is Quinn, no good. 50-50 ball is won by Rasmussen. Edding will sprint the other way with a dribble. Fouled and finishes. Nicely done by Edding. She's got 10. 53-31. Edding to the line.
A little shove in the back. She was able to keep her balance, too, which was impressive. It's hard to do that when you get shoved in the back in midair.
Quinn with the foul. Free throw off the back iron. Long Karam. Edding gets to it. Motors to the left side of the hoop with a dribble drive and is fouled. So right back to the stripe is the freshman, Edding. You saw her earlier against Mobley. She's got a lot of energy, can handle the basketball, and she's going to be a good player for Matt Heath the next 3 years.
Yeah, she is. She's like the energy bunny. She just keeps going, and she's moving. And it's impressive to watch her because she doesn't stop, and that's a huge asset to any team. That's just someone who, especially if you're playing late in the game where you're tired and you have to face her and she's the defender on you, it can get annoying.
Free throw missed. Rebounder fell down, lost the handle, and then on the loose ball, we've got a tie-up. It's Monroe City basketball, 6.5 seconds left. Got to go the length of the floor, and traveling is going to be called, so Hallsville's going to get another crack of the basket with 5.3 seconds left in their end. Abel will toss in to Edding. Drives through the defense, left side, goes up and gets a foul. She's getting to the stripe. Now she's got to hit her free throws, 2.2 on the clock.
She's quick. She knows how to get to the rim. Sometimes you just, especially when you're younger and you're smaller like that, you're not used to attacking and being down low.
Free throw good.
She has no fear. She just goes right at the defense.
She's got a dozen, and that leads the team. Proctor's got 11, so there's 23, you're 33. Free throw, good. A sophomore and a freshman leading the way. 53-34, and the clock expires. But Monroe City in control. They scored the first nine of the third to pull away. We'll return to Centralia High School in 90 seconds.
Are you wanting to buy or build a new home for your family? Or maybe you're wanting to remodel your existing home. Whatever your goal is, you can trust F&M Bank and Trust to help you. The loan officers at F&M Bank and Trust have vast experience in lending and would be glad to help your banking needs. F&M Bank and Trust, located in Monroe City in two locations in Hannibal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
F&M Bank is the Tri-State's only locally owned bank, established in 1870 by the friends and family of Mark Twain. Please join us in saluting the men and women who served in our armed forces.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Husqvarna has always been known for industry-leading quality. Now they offer you industry-leading warranties as well at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City. Now, when you purchase select Husqvarna zero-turn mowers, you'll be covered for up to 5 years. Plus, they offer low monthly payment financing. Husqvarna zero-turn features wide cutting decks, high cutting speeds, and durable construction that make even the biggest jobs a breeze. Cover more ground this year and get covered for up to 5 years with Husqvarna zero-turn mowers. 0% for 48 months available at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City.
Hallsville missed a three-pointer. Monroe City got a transition hoop from Lauren Youngblood, and the Lady Panthers' lead is 21-55-34. Just underway, fourth quarter action on KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com. Eddie weaving through the defense down the lane, missed it. Rebound Summers. Hits that ball above her head, two arms, chucks it out of there, and starts a break with the outlet pass, and it is finished on the other end by Bailey Hayes. Brown-haired Bailey Hayes has 8 points. Timeout Hallsville. We'll return in 30 seconds.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has a series of rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick tractors. The McCormick X7 series tractors, from 143 to 212 horsepower, they're built to work in any environment, including yours. The new X7 series offers innovative design to maximize comfort, convenience, and performance. Get your new McCormick X7 series tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
I always tell those who ask about the broadcasting field, the thing I love is you come to a gym, you never know what you're going to see that's different. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Good by Avery Abel. 57-36, maybe a twist in the game, something unique. Have never called same name, same team until tonight. Bailey Hayes and Bailey Hayes, just a different spelling. A missed shot by Bailey, red-haired Hayes, and the rebound by Summers and the foul. So she'll head back to the line where she's 5 of 6 tonight. Well, Ben, my wife is out of town, so the legendary softball coach, Jill Angel, has she got some chow waiting in the hospitality room? Free throw good.
She absolutely does. She has a nice little spread going, some pork chops. Make a pork chop sandwich if you want, some good chili, some soup. And, of course, the desserts are always, always above par.
You sound like somebody who's visited it a couple times already.
Yeah, when we did Centralia Tournament last year, right. She had a great spread.
Right, right.
I know Eric's pretty happy for tomorrow.
I was talking about tonight, not a couple times prior to tonight.
Yes, tonight also been a couple times.
Your couple times tonight adds on to your other couple of times.
Yes.
There's a shot from the right baseline missed, rebound, and Rose City doing a good job getting out. And Dyer missed it, but there's Hayes to follow it in. 14, Bailey Hayes, red-haired Hayes, 62-36.
I'll tell you, that probably won't be the last time I visit tonight either.
Good. 6 minutes to play. Scott said that's the way Cody Leonard identifies in practice, by their hair color, red hair, brown hair. Here's a shot from three up. No good. Rebounded by Summers. Done a nice job getting it off the rim and out on the break. Rose City. With a layoff and a wide open shot for Youngblood. Wouldn't go down. Put back, no. Third try, yes. By redhead Bailey Hayes, 64-36.
And they're both relatively the same height. So you can't say tall or shorter either.
And unless you got a roster, the numbers. Yeah. Bailey Hayes, 14, the red hair, 33. Here's a three put down by Lauren Proctor, her second triple. She's got 14, 64-39. Boy, Matt Heat had to be pleased second quarter. His girls battled, got right in it, had all the momentum, 18-14. And Monroe City, the experience, Jada Summers and company, they were able to battle back with an 11-0 run. And it's been all Lady Panthers. And there's Bailey Hayes, brown-haired Bailey Hayes with the two. She's got 10.
Hallsville's ball movement, too, has slowed down just a little bit. That first half, they were really moving the ball really well. And I think Monroe City just kind of caught up.
Heading for three, splashes it through. She's got 16, 66-42. 4:31 to play. Dyer will set up 14, Bailey Hayes. Give it off to Summers. Back to Hayes. Right back into Summers. Nice job. Kick it in the corner, then present yourself left block. Flash right there, post up, and Jada Summers with the deuce. She's got 22. 68-42. Rose City, 4 minutes to play in this one. Heading, zigging and zagging through traffic, right to the hoop for two. Nicely done. 18 for Heading. Quickly the other way. Monroe City takes it out of the hoop, and they sprint to the other end. 14, red hair Bailey Hayes with the deuce. She's got 9. 70-44. Corner three by Crane is bottoms.
Both teams making their shots.
A high scoring fourth quarter working. Crane has 3 threes, 70-47. Monroe has scored 17 in the fourth quarter, and Hallsville has scored 14. We still have 3:21 to play in the fourth. This game decided, but we're having some good action at both ends. Youngblood inside, powering through, Heading, shot was missed. Bailey Hayes, 33, was determined. Lost the handle out of bounds. It'll stay with Monroe City. Both teams will sub a pair. Jada Summers may be done for the night. 22, her playing career will go on. Bounce pass on the inbounds, and the shot good by Clara Miner.
That's a good job by Monroe City not stalling and keep to hit their baskets, because Hallsville, with the way they've been playing, their offense, they can make a bit of a run and a comeback.
Shot blocked by Riley Quinn, this time cleanly. And the Lady Panthers with the basketball. Miner all the way to the baseline, forced back out. .239 left. Miner beyond the arc, deep right side. Spin dribble on Edding, right between her and the basket. Now it's a right baseline move and a foul. Bailey Hayes, 33. Brown-haired Bailey Hayes to the line. Fouling out of this game is Lauren Proctor. And Proctor finishes with 14 points. Just a sophomore. She'll be one of the team leaders next year. Free throw in and out. This game on Crest brought to you in part by Hallsville R4 School District. Free throw put in. 73-47 with 2:23 to play in this one. Pass deflected. Hallsville basketball. Here is Edding through traffic, draws a foul call.
She is so good at weaving through the defense.
Yep.
I don't know if I've seen someone play with just that ability to see an open lane through a couple defenders and be able to weave her way through it that easily.
Let's see who that foul was on. It's on Jaeger. Free throw is good. This game also brought to you in part by Tri-County Tire, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer, Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all Monroe City. Meyer Implement Company, Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank, Macon Monroe City, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, JC Parts City, F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, and Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Marion County. Free throws good. Maya Rudisell checks in for Hallsville. 73-49. Here's a high-low inside, tipped tonight and stolen away by Hargis. Center of the floor, here comes Rasmussen. Slapped away, loose ball, Monroe City's got it, 1:48 left. Off-balance shot left of the hoop, miss, put up, no good. And Hallsville basketball, Jaeger and Quinn had a couple of shots at it.
Surprised Monroe City's not trying to slow it down a little bit.
Here's a shot from the corner buried by Abel. He's got seven. We got a timeout taken. And Cody Leonard simply wants to take this timeout to get some substitutes in and will return in 30 seconds.
Check out the latest in colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you will find just the right color for your home or office. The 2019 Benjamin Moore Color of the Year is Metropolitan AF-690. It presents a soothing state of mind with its neutral spectrum. Comforting and composed, its elegance is effortless. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Hallsville basketball trailing 73-52. We got a minute left in the game. Here's a shot from the arc, missed. Long carom outside. Lady Panthers basketball. We got Clark County Macon coming up. Second girls game of the night from Centralia in just a moment. Shot is short from three. Carom's outside. Loose ball scramble. Lady Panther basketball. 38 seconds to play. A long three put up. That won't go. Rebounded by Quinn. Score it. She's in double figures with 10 off the bench. Timeout Hallsville will return in 30 seconds.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Integrity, responsibility, cooperation, and respect. Using core values like these, the Hallsville R4 School District is improving lives through learning, and it's through these core values that students will reach their full potential. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are so proud of the student-athletes, coaches, and talented individuals that make up the Hallsville R4 Indian basketball teams. Download the free Hallsville app and stay connected with the Hallsville R4 School District at Hallsville.com. Monroecity.org.
Well, Monroe City able to run out the clock for a final score of 75-52 as they took control with an 11-0 run in the second quarter. Hallsville had gone on top 18-14, put a little scare in the number two seed early second, but an 11-0 run got Monroe a 25-18 lead. They led 30-23 at halftime, and then the Lady Panthers put it away by scoring the first 9 points of the third quarter to take a 39-23 lead, and they cruise to the victory 75-52. We will tally up the scoring, come back with that, final numbers, and a wrap-up of this first game. We'll do it right after this timeout.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that I have to, if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is. And everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Raise the bone the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Make in Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Final score in our opener of this girls' district basketball tournament at Centralia, Monroe City 75, Hallsville 52. Jada Summers led the way for the Lady Panthers and led all scorers with 22 points. 11 points for the sophomore, 33, Bailey Hayes. 10 points for Hallie Dyer, 10 for Riley Quinn off the bench. 9 for the junior, number 14, Bailey Hayes. 7 points for Clara Miner and 6 for Lauren Youngblood. For Hallsville, 5 players scored. Avery Edding, freshman, led the way with 20 points. Lauren Proctor, sophomore, with 14. Hope Grain, a junior, with 10. 7 for Avery Abel and 1 for Rachel Hargis. Hallsville will graduate 2 seniors from this roster. Abel, a starter, and Amanda Rasmussen. The Lady Indians wrap up the season 10-16. Monroe City, the number two seed, moves on with a record of 18-7. And they'll take on the winner of our last game tonight. Highland and Centralia will be the 7:30 game. And that matchup will be the second semifinal Wednesday night, 7:30. Coming up next, we got Clark County and Macon. The winner of that one will get the top seed. Palmyra, Ben, will have the call.